Blog Talk Radio.
We'll all talk in a minute. Welcome, everybody, to the Network of Christian Psychics. This is going to be a great night tonight. This is our Free Reading Sunday. And on Free Reading Sunday, we do what we call our Roundtable of Advisors, where we take calls from literally all over the world. And tonight, I'm sure we'll be doing some wonderful reading. We have an assortment of advisors with us tonight. We've got Reverend Jay. Welcome, Reverend Jay.
Hey, it's Reverend Jay.
Hey, Reverend Jay. We've got Reverend Susie B. Welcome, Reverend Susie B.
Hello, everyone. So happy that you can join us tonight.
Not only join us, but join Susie, because today is Susie's birthday. She is 29 yet again, which is really cool.
And I'm looking pretty darn good.
Yeah, you are. You know what? You're not only you're getting like fine wine with time. You know what they say? As wine ages and it gets better, so do you. So there you go. Because you're forever 29 in your mind, right?
Yes.
Let's go with that. Okay, let's go with that. And we've got
body,
two readers with
know.
Us. I think so. We've got Mountain Diva calling in from Northern California this evening. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me on. Blessings to everybody. I've been 29 for 30 years.
That's the attitude. That's a good attitude, too. Well, welcome to the show. We're glad to have you on. We also have Ellen on with us tonight. Ellen, are you there? She's calling
I
in from
am.
Florida.
Oh, I
welcome
am.
To the show.
Thank Great. You for having me. I'm very excited.
Well, this is exciting for us, too. Ellen actually comes. Ellen is unique. Ellen had was one of the earlier psychics that actually had the opportunity to work for Psychic Friends Network, the Dionne Warwick, you know, and she has done many of the psychic networks and the psychic, you know, call-ins, and she's been very, very successful and very popular. One of the reasons why she got away from those lines, the psychic lines, was because a lot of times, and she was kind enough to share this, and I'm sure a lot of us know about this, a lot of times they wanted you to say things or do things that weren't honest or correct to scare the client so that they would call you back. And Ellen stood up and said, there's no way that's going to happen, and I refuse to do that. My readings are 100% honest, or I will not do them. And so they told her, we don't want your services anymore. And she says, that's fine, because I'm not going to lie to a client. And so this is the perfect place for Ellen to be, because we will never, ever lie to a client, will we?
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am. So welcome to the show, Ellen. Welcome
Thank
to
you.
The show. This is great. So this is going to be a wonderful night. And, folks, if you'd like to call in tonight, you can call us at 323-679-0882, 323-679-0882. And the neat thing about this show is you could just sit back, you can listen, but sometimes we need to get a little bit of validation. Sometimes we need a little bit of advice or maybe a little bit of someone's intuition. The good thing is we will never judge you. There's no one on this show who will ever judge you, criticize you, or make you feel like you're not in the right place. We're full of compassion, and we hope to be able to give you the answers to the questions, and that's the most important thing. So does anybody have anything they'd like to say tonight, any of our advisors?
Can I talk about the ascension for 2 minutes?
Yes, you may, Reverend Jay.
Okay, this is what I want to say, is that this is new information to me, and so hopefully it's new information that's going out. The Earth's axis, the rotational torque is at 27 degrees, and on the 18th of December, we're going to shift to start the shift to 33 degrees. So
okay.
What does that mean for people is that in your ear, interestingly, that you have fluid in your ear, and currently it is gravitationally aligned with the 27 degrees. And so
really?
When we, yeah, so, and it keeps you balanced. And so when we make the gravitational shift to 33 degrees, that fluid is going to change, and you are going to experience possibly, you know, some physical effects. So people might want to be prepared for that. And the other thing with the new rotation of the Earth at 33 degrees, it will increase the speed of the rotation. So that will also change our time continuum. So like now we have a day, you know, a 24-hour day based on that the sun is coming up in the morning and going down, you know, and that's a full day.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes 24 hours for that rotation. But when we shift, no longer will we be in that rotation. So time actually will be an illusion. I mean, we'll be like trying to live these 24-hour days, but in reality, we're going to be having a different time day period or transformation. And so because of that, everything's going to seem like it's speeding by and there's not enough time in the day, but you just have to release that and know that, you know, everything can still get done. You just have to focus, and your sleep patterns have probably changed. So that's all I wanted to say for today.
Okay, great. We thank you for sharing that. Now, I've got to ask this question, because I mentioned that I actually blew out my right eardrum for all our listeners, and I started to get a lot of fluid in my right ear, and within 2 days, I had burst my eardrum. So, Jay, are you telling me that you think that the ascension could have something to do with that?
I don't think so, not yet, but
okay.
It is going to affect your ear drum because when the gravitational shift happens, the fluid that keeps you balanced on the Earth, I mean,
mm-hmm.
It'll shift too.
So we'll all have slight equilibrium problems?
Exactly, to some degree.
Okay.
And yeah, and it's going to actually, people might feel lightheaded or dizzy or nauseous. You know, there's going to be a lot of, and it might make you angry is another thing that I heard that, you know, in this time of change right now, we really want to stay in love and be in harmony and peace as much as possible. And especially from the 18th through the 26th, you know, it's not just the 21st, but it's like 3 or 4 days afterwards, so maybe the 25th, are going to be a time period where you must try to remember that you are not an angry person. Your behavior is good, and just cancel any bad things that are going on and return to the positive with as much ease as possible.
Okay, very good. That's wonderful information. And I just want to ask you this question. You realize that a lot of people will be getting together for the holidays with family members. Now, I don't know about everyone else's family, but I think we all have extended family that's dysfunctional at best. So how do you suggest we find harmony and peace when we're also going to be with some of those family members, because we all have them. That's going to make it harder. Yes.
Speaking from personal experience and having the family wars every year with the holiday, I think the best way is for our listeners to just know that people are who they are, and you can't change the person or the situation, just how you perceive them. And they can only really get to you or ruin your holiday if you allow it. And I would think that if someone's always negative, you just smile sweetly and just work your way around it. And that's the only way to handle people in general, because you can't change a person. You just can't.
You can't.
So what you
want to
do is do your best
for them. That's true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if you try to change a person, all you're going to get is more walls put up, and you're going to get yourself frustrated.
Very good point. Thank you, Alan. Very good point. Okay, then, I guess without further ado, let's say we go ahead and take our first caller, okay? Our first caller is calling in from area code 602 with a prefix of 696. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics.
Hi, this is Trish in Arizona. How are you, everybody?
We're great. Okay. Thank you for calling in. How's Arizona right now? How's the weather out there?
75 degrees.
You got to love it. You're like Florida. Fantastic.
Except we don't have that humidity, thank God.
Yeah, well, you're right. And it really does make a difference because we, you know, we've got that cold front that just came in, but we still have our share of humidity and it's not fun. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, I have a client that we've ordered the medical records on, and we should have them by Monday or Tuesday, meaning tomorrow or the next day. So I emailed him today, and I said, hey, try to be around the week of the 10th through the 14th, because I might have you approved, and I need to pick up your check. But I could also get you approved by Friday the 7th. And he emailed me like 4 hours later, and he goes, I'll be in New York from the 10th through the 16th. So my question is, will I be able to pick up his check and have him approved by the 7th before he goes on his trip to New York? Because that way I'll get my commission on the 20th. Otherwise, I won't get the commission until after the 30th of this month.
Okay. Well, the first thing I'm going to do here is I'm going to pass you on over to Reverend Susie B. And I understand this is an important question for you. Because, Trish, I'm sure you want that money for the holidays. So let me pause.
No, I really need it to pay my bills.
Equally as more, sometimes more important, let's face it. Okay, Reverend Susie B., what do you see for that?
I actually am getting that with diligence, it will be possible that this will happen for you.
Oh, okay. Good. By the 20th, I mean, I'll have it done by this Friday, and then I'll get the commission on the 20th.
Yes, but diligence is what I'm
getting. Hey, I ride my broker every day.
I call him.
So I'll be on her butt, you know, making sure she checks with him every day.
Yes,
okay,
extra I'm getting.
Wonderful. Okay. And I'm going to now take it over and send it to Mountain Diva. What do you see for Trish? Do you think that she'll be able to get this done on time?
I think the time is on her side, being that time is changing and it's going faster, that she can get slide in there and get this done before he runs off. And hopefully, as far as getting her money, I'm not getting an answer on that, but I know that time is on her side. Okay?
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Reverend Jay, what are you seeing?
I'm getting the opposite.
Okay.
Unfortunately,
that's okay.
Right. Unfortunately, I have to say that, you know, I don't see it happening. I feel like there's going to be some kind of block. I don't know what it is. But that doesn't mean, what I just want to tell you is it doesn't mean that has to be the truth. Like Susie said, with diligence, you might be able to change the effect of the outcome of any reading by choice. So you have a choice now. I think you have a yes and a no choice, which you came with, unfortunately. But I really got no, and I have to really stick to my guns on it. So, you know, I wish I could say, you know, yes, but So just heed my word that, you know, the possibility of change is choice, you know. But I feel like there's going to be some obstacle, and I'm not, they're not saying what it is, but I'm sorry to say I have to say no.
Well,
that's okay. We have two yeses and one no. So now
you're
the deciding person.
Well, actually, we've got more. We've got more. We've got Ellen as well. Ellen, what do you think for Trish?
Well, honestly, I agree with Jay. When I first heard this, my first thing in my head was no. But then when I listened more to Trish talking, I feel like there's going to be some kind of, someone's going to drop the ball somewhere. That's what I'm feeling. But I believe with Susie, with your diligence, and now that you have this knowledge, I think you can plow forward and keep all your ducks in a row. But I think somebody dropped the ball.
Okay, great, Ellen. Thank you. And I'm going to tell you, Trish, I'm actually getting that the signature is going to come. He'll sign off. Honestly, I'm on the cusp on this one. I'm going to tell you, it's so close. It is so close to you getting it. And I'm saying, too, with due diligence, I mean, we're talking minutes, and I don't know how or why we're talking minutes. But it's almost as if, and we've all, you know, anyone who's had contracts signed and have to get them into a home office or to a location by a certain date so it can get processed knows that literally minutes can count. And I feel in this case, the minutes are going to count. So I want you to do what Susie said. Make sure you have all your ducks lined up. Make sure, are you going to be sending that in by FedEx or dropping it to an office building?
Well, here's the deal. The problem is him going to New York, because I could actually overnight it to them on the 12th, but he'll be out of town, so I can't get his signature. So overnighting it is not a problem.
Can't you overnight it to his hotel in New York?
I don't know where he's staying. I could email it to him in New York, but I can't pick up his personal check is the problem. I've got to pick up his check before he leaves.
Got it. Okay.
So that's the problem, you know.
I'm getting the same as Ellen. I'm getting the same as Jay. I'm getting the same as everybody. But it's going to come down to minutes, and I can't explain that other than get everything that you can possibly done ahead of time. Twist your brain on how you can get this done and get it done in that time frame. And then if it doesn't work, know that it's still going to get signed, but that check will just be a little later than what you anticipated. And while I've got you on the phone, let me ask you this question. And forgive me if you don't want to answer this, you do not have to. Is there something that makes you not feel well all throughout your body?
No, I feel fine.
I'm going to share this with you. I feel like the flu may be coming on. I hate to tell you this, but that's what I'm getting. That's why I asked you this, because that's the exact feeling I'm getting as I'm doing this reading. So
I had a sore throat yesterday, but today it went away.
Amen.
From yesterday.
Could very well have been. Double up on your vitamin C, a little bit of vitamin D. Make sure you take it because you can ward it off. Otherwise, it'll get a hold of you, and you don't want that. I mean, you'll be fine.
I take that vitamin D3, 5,000 milligrams every day, so
yeah,
I know it wards
I do
it
as
off.
Well.
Yeah,
it does. Yeah. Good choice. Don't forget to take it, especially now, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Trish. Thanks so much for calling in. Good luck. Let us know how you make out, okay?
Okay, I will. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. God bless and take care. All righty, then. We're going to go ahead and take our next caller. This one's calling from 313 with a prefix, it looks like, of 213. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics.
Hello. How you doing, Dr. Jenny?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing good. I recognize his voice.
I think I recognize your voice. Is this Eric calling?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Well, welcome to the show, Eric. Eric is calling from Detroit, correct?
Detroit, yes.
Detroit, Michigan. Wonderful. How can we help you tonight, Eric?
Well, I'm calling for two reasons. You know, I have that court case tomorrow for child support, but the letter was sent back to my house, and which means she never did get it. So does she know anything about it? Is she going to be in court tomorrow? You don't know.
So your question is, you have a court case that's pending.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
I told you I actually got the most, and you know, the judge got one. I got one. I was supposed to send it to her. Now it came back to my house as saying she don't live at the address no more. So I'm trying to figure out, do she know anything about this court date tomorrow?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and say what I feel. What I'm sensing is that she knows about this court date tomorrow. Yes, that's what I'm feeling. And I think you have a follow-up question to that. So why don't you ask your follow-up question, and then I'll ask our round of advisors what they're feeling.
Well, how did she actually find out about it? You know, the letter came back to my house and she don't stay at the address she provided on there. How did she actually find out about it?
Okay, that's a good question. All I can tell you is that she's well aware of this. This is the mother of your son, correct?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pass this over to Reverend Jay. And Eric's two questions are basically, will the mother of his son be aware of the court date, and will she show up about it? And if she is aware of it, how do you think she found out about it?
I'm going to be the nail in the tire today. No, she's not going to show, or she doesn't know, or actually I got it. No, she wasn't going to show. So, I don't know if she knows about it or not. She's not going to show. So I have to answer it that way. So,
fair enough. That's okay.
Okay, sorry.
No, that's okay. We want honesty. It's okay. We're going to go over to Mountain Diva now. What are you getting for Eric from Detroit?
Well, I'm feeling that there's some avoidance, that she feels like this is not the aim of her life. She might even be making seas rougher for a reason. But there just might be a weight, and she just might need some more information. And the information is what could make it happen.
Okay, very good. And Ellen, what are you getting on this?
She knows about it, and if she doesn't show up tomorrow, it's a ploy. I believe that somebody in the court, because if you have a court date, somebody's going to tell you. And I think she went to the courthouse to find out, or somebody from the court told her, because something like this, just because the letter came back, there's other means of reaching. It could have given her a letter to her work or to somebody they know, because if you're being process served or whatever, that they know about your family and friends, and they will find you, especially for a court date like this. And if she doesn't show up, which I agree with Jay, she probably won't, it's a ploy.
Okay, good.
Okay, and the fact that it would actually be in my favor as far as child support?
Honestly, yeah. That's what I'm feeling right now.
Do you see the same thing, Dr. Jenny, as far as child support, or just would it be in my favor?
Are you asking me that question?
Yes, I am. Would it be in my favor? Like, you know, I know you said with my job you see me make some money, so I'm trying to figure out, like, will I end up paying a lot for child support, or would it be my favor if she don't show up, or, you know, what would it be?
Well, I'm going to have to, I don't want to, what I feel is that she's well aware of this court case tomorrow, the court date. She instituted it. She was the one who filed all the paperwork. I think they probably had several addresses on file for her, and I think it went out to all of them. And I'm sure she's well aware that this court date is tomorrow. You are going to be held liable, and you're going to have to pay. The amount that you're going to have to pay is relative. You know, what do you consider a lot, what do you not? I think you'll pay the minimum that needs to be paid considering your current work situation. But I feel, my personal feeling is she has definitely been notified, and this is going down tomorrow. So,
forgive me, Dr. Jenny. I was just going to say, when I said favorable, that's exactly what I was saying, that it's you're not going to pay as much as you thought you would.
Right, exactly. I agree with Ellen on this. Reverend Susie B., what do you see on this?
I absolutely have to say that my angels are telling me that, yes, she knows about it, and, yes, she will be there.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Now, I had, about my job, last time we talked, you said that somehow I'm going to make some money on this job. Now, I bet I know what you talk about. Is it actually due to overtime, or, you know, what do you see? What do you see?
I said that you were going to make some money, extra money on this job. I saw that there was going to be overtime during the busy times, but I can't guarantee that it's going to be consistent, okay? So I want to say that first of all. I can't guarantee that it'll be consistent, but I do see that you'll have a chance to make a little bit more than what was quoted to you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Eric?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I hear people talking. I hear, are you in a, like a terminal?
Actually, yes, I am.
Okay. I can hear it in the background. Is there any other questions that you had for our advisors this evening?
Actually, I did. This thing with, you know, I know you're talking about Gabby, and this is the last thing. You know, as far as we're supposed to spend New Year's together. Now, I don't know how that actually supposed to go down, how she's actually feeling, or what's going down. I just actually, you know, need some input on that, if you don't mind.
Do you want to know if you're going to be spending New Year's with Gabriella?
Say that
is
one more
that
time.
Correct? I'm rephrasing the question. You want to know if you're going to be have the opportunity to spend New Year's with Gabriella?
Well, actually, we had already made plans, but I know you told me to just give it time and see where
mm-hmm.
it goes, and that's what I've been trying to do. And you know, she still texts me. Actually, after that, we had went out prior to when she see me with the other girl, and you know, I don't know where we stand, you know, because like right now I'm just trying to be faithful and do the right thing, and we always made plans to go out for New Year's. So, like, will we be back together on New Year's? Because I plan on asking her, or do you think that's a bad idea?
Well, I'm going to stick by my original advice to you was to put some time and space between you and between Gabriella and make sure that she's contacting you and you're not contacting her all the time. I feel as if at times have been a little bit stalkerish, not in a bad way, you know, not in the real way stalkerish, but I think that you need to put some space and distance between you two and let her come to you. If she comes to you, which I do believe she will, then you take control again and do the invite for New Year's Eve. But I think that if you keep trying to contact her when she so obviously was trying to put space between the two of you, it's kind of like pouring salt into a wound, and I don't think that's a good idea. I also think she wants to know that you've got your personal things in your life back on track, and part of that is this court date that's going down tomorrow. You can imagine any female doesn't want to get involved with a man who has so much up in the air, so I think that's part of her decision, and the fact that she was so shocked to find out all this was going on and that you had a child. So I think that does play a big role in it. And I'm happy to put that question out to our advisors if you'd like to.
Yes, I actually did ask the angels, and they said no on the spending New Year's Eve with her.
Okay.
I would agree because I think if I were you, I 100% agree. No on New Year's, but if I were you, I'd start slow, like maybe a cup of coffee or Panera bagel or something. I think you're trying to get to these big dates too fast.
Okay,
very good. And Mountain Diva, do you have any feedback for Eric on that?
Well, I don't know the situation because I've never talked to him, but I did get this, that there was a shadow side of voyeurism and that maybe she thinks information has been falsified, and that's why she's delaying this. That you may not, this New Year's Eve thing is probably too soon for her. But if you raise your ethics, your desire to seek out the truth, and bring a lot of intuition and observe how she's reacting, how you're reacting, and just focus to be in the light in this situation, that
so
eventually you will be have a date or something. Eventually.
So do you think I should just call it off and don't even, you know, because we it's actually been, you know, I asked her already. She said, yeah, but do you think I should just call it off? Or, you know, what do you think I should do?
Well, I'm not getting called off. I'm just getting be true, be very truthful, and don't make her think that you're following her around, and seek out the truth.
Okay. And one more, I'm finna get ready to go, but do you think I'm wasting my time, Doug? Because sometimes I'll be, you know, thinking like, okay, I'm here, you know I messed up, but, you know, and I know you told me go ahead and date. Like, is she dating somebody else? I just always want to actually, you know, I know love don't have a limit on it, but it's like, is it just space, as, you know, they saying, or is it just the fact that she's trying to move on, or what's going on, you know?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to Reverend Jay. Reverend Jay, what are you getting for Eric on that?
I'm getting, yes, she's going to date somebody else, and no, you're not going to New Year's with her. So I don't know how to ad lib on that. Unfortunately, that's what came up for me. And just remember that, you know, I've had the opposite reading of everybody tonight. So.
And that's okay. You know,
yeah,
that's what this is all about.
It just is what it is. You know, I got no on the New Year's, and I think there is somebody that she's either has dated or is going to date very soon.
Okay.
And you might think, I kind of got, you know, go ahead and, make different plans for yourself for New Year's, and that if you feel that it's necessary to just to tell her, you know, I'm going to make different plans for New Year's, even though we had something set, unless you want to let me know that you still want to do it. You know, so, because I actually feel like you could have plans with somebody else for New Year's.
Yeah, but I really don't want plans, you know, with anybody else at this time and point. So even though she's going to start dating, is it a chance we get back together soon, or is it just actually just kind of just out the door as far as that's concerned? Because I'm really hoping.
I got something. Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I've got Archangel Michael is guarding the child, and actually cords are being cut in this situation, that the things that are not supposed to be happening. So you do have angelic help, or she has angelic help, but basically the child has angelic help. And then I'm also getting the number and 14, and I don't know if that means you may see her again in 2 weeks, or I don't think it's anything to do with a romance or a togetherness. I think it might be some kind of just a meeting.
May I say something? Yes, please.
Yeah, go ahead.
Eric,
so definitely cords are being cut, and that would be in your favor to do so.
Go
and
ahead.
Offer a rose. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, forgive me. I was going to say, I'm feeling that you're forcing something that just may not happen. And the more you push, the more she's going to pull. That's why my suggestion is start off small, because I know you don't want to be with someone else, but she may not be the right person. And I think you're trying to force it and force it and force it, and the right person could be waiting out there right now for you. Sometimes what we want is not always what we need.
Okay.
And I think you should focus more on your boy. He's a boy, right? Your baby. And take small baby steps. You know, if you meet someone you like, start out with coffee. Hey, you want to go to Panera, whatever. You know, do stuff like that before you jump into, like I said, the larger dates, like New Year's or whatever. But I think you're forcing something. And that's probably why the Archangel Michael is popping up.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good. Eric, I hope this has been helpful for you.
I'm still a little bit confused, but it has. You know, I just don't really know what direction to go to, you know, as far as, you tell me you date somebody else, and I just really don't want to. But it's like, you know, if it's like she's going to move on and date somebody else, it's like, you know, I can't really actually, my heart would be broken because, you know, I'm planning something big. So I'm trying to really, you know, really help her for the best.
Just really, you're going to have to suck it up, I think, and plan on moving on. And unfortunately, that's hard to hear sometimes. But, you know, every reading you have choice, so you can, you know, play it like you want to, but I have a feeling that the situation that you were in, you already damaged it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and unfortunately, I don't feel like it's going to mend. I feel like she's going to move on. But that's my opinion, psychically.
Mm-hmm. And I think that everybody has pretty much given their opinion on this matter. Eric, I think it's been pretty unanimous, so I would move forward with the advice that all these wonderful advisors have taken their time to give you, and please let us know how you make out, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right, thank you, and God bless, Eric. You take care now. All righty. Well, that's always a tough one, isn't it, guys? You know, this is a very good and typical example of how sometimes we have to give information or a reading that doesn't necessarily make us feel good, but makes us stay true to our angels and our spirit guides and the divine source. I think, am I correct in saying, advisors, that nobody here likes to give make somebody feel bad? Correct.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And the thing is too. This is a touchy kind of time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and nobody wants to be alone. Everybody wants to be with people that are special to them, and so that makes it even harder.
Yeah, amen.
You just can't force what's not there, and I hate telling people that too, because I know, you know, a lot of people are, oh, I want to be with this person or that person, and I hate to tell them, well, but, you know, it's better than, you know, trying to force something, because even if you do get that person, maybe for a short time, because whatever is supposed to happen, it will correct itself one way or another.
Right, exactly. Very good advice. All right, folks, I'll tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to give everybody an idea of the different callers that are going to be coming up next. I'm going to give the first three digits of your numbers so you know where you are in the queue and that we are going to probably get to you this evening. We've got 690 is coming up next. After that, 477. After that, 550. After that, 296, and then I'm praying we're going to get to 5172. These are the callers that are in the queue, and again, that's not your area code, but the first three numbers are your phone prefix, so I thought I'd give that to you. So let's go ahead and take this one. This one looks like a 407 number with a prefix of 690. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics.
Well, hi, Dr. Jenny. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. I know this voice. How are you?
I'm good. I called in to say happy birthday to Susie.
Hey.
Hello.
Thank you, Jessica.
Jessica, she's in Florida, and she co-hosts the show on Wednesday nights as well. Jessica, do you have any questions for our advisors tonight?
Well, I do. I wanted to say happy birthday to Susie because it's a special day for her. And, of course, you know, my usual question, I'm looking for my love person and haven't yet found him, so wondering when that's going to happen.
Ah, now that is a really good question. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to actually pass this over to Mountain Diva right now because...
Oh.
I know, right? Don't you love that?
Well,
I had to.
This soon, without picking up the energy, I'm getting... laugh at life and start living. Maybe you're judging, like maybe you're creating someone and judging. Leave the negatives out. Leave the all the I don't want and create the man that you're looking for in every great aspect. That's about it.
Okay. I'm not quite sure what you meant by that. I actually need clarification on that one. Can you say that in different words? So I
Well, let me see if I can. What I meant was that if you have a man in mind and you're saying I don't want this, I don't want this, I don't want this, I don't want this, you may be creating some of the things you're saying you don't want in a man. So just focus And be really joyful and laughing about it and create everything you do want and the happiness. And and stick with the laughing. But I are you wanting to know if the man is really coming into your life?
Well, yeah, I'm wanting to know, you know, when that person is coming into my life, because he has not yet.
I don't know about a when, but I do believe that if you go through your process of how you're bringing him in through the universe, that it is going to happen. So stick with the process and cut out the negatives and laugh a whole lot while you're creating this love life that you desire. And I got a big spirit confirmation on that one, so hey.
Okay.
That's about it.
Great,
all
very
right, well,
good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ellen, what are you getting for Jessica on this?
Well, what I heard, well, personally, I think it's going to be set in motion in 2 weeks. But what I was thinking about, too, when I was listening, is that, Jessica, you're looking for a specially made tailored suit in an off-the-rack world.
Right.
And not everybody, like when you buy something, it's not always perfect. And people aren't. So I think that the advice you got before is to find out what you really need in a person. And you'll get stuff that you probably don't even realize, but it's not that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if you say, I want somebody handsome, but handsome to me. You know,
right.
I want someone I can build a life with, that we are in agreement together.
Mm-hmm.
That type of thing. You know, and that's my thing. But I think if you can do this and look for people as they are and not try to change them, because no one's going to be absolutely perfect. The only perfect person in the world is really me. So, I'm so glad you guys finally got that joke.
I got it.
I'm not perfect, you know. And people will make mistakes. They may not like everything you like, but so what? What do you two have in common, hobbies or interests you two have in common?
Mm-hmm.
And can you
so
live
basically
with a hobby?
What you're saying, you're telling her that she needs to stop looking for Mr. Perfect and start looking for the things in a man that are more important and not look for the entire enchilada. Does that make sense?
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, because people aren't tailor-made to what we want them to be.
Right.
That's a fact. So what can you live with? Well, if you think of someone's handsome and someone else doesn't, who cares? It's your man.
Right, right.
If you can live with him. Some people don't mind people smoking cigarettes. If you don't mind that, fine. But if you don't, and you really hate that habit, for example.
That's very
right.
Interesting. That's because you know what, Jessica? I'm going to just say something here, because I actually know Jessica very well. And
very well.
Very well. And I know I drove by the Harry's Cigar and Brew the other night. That behind, and MF was sitting out there, by the way, looking pretty good.
Really?
He was sitting there, yeah, and he looks pretty good. That's all I'll say. He looked pretty good.
Interesting. And I do tend to be pretty critical, and I am looking for Mr. Perfect. And I guess I'm decided, you know, I don't want Mr. Perfect. I just somebody who I can have fun with, who I can enjoy the same things with. And that's not so easy to find, unfortunately.
But also remember that if they have different quirks or different hobbies, you may not necessarily like, as long as they're not, like, dangerous or really off the wall.
Right.
Like, if you like football and they don't like football, watch your football game, let them watch his basketball game and get it over with.
Right,
find something else to do if you're not a sports person, or find something else to do if you don't like to watch NASCAR or whatever.
Right.
A lot of guys like sports. That's why I brought up sports. Some people can't stand them, so find something else to do. Let them enjoy sports and find something else to do. Not a big problem. But if he's glued there day and night, night and day, and excludes you, there's a problem.
Right, right. Well, I mean, I haven't really run across that. I haven't run across somebody that, you know, it's just things like that. It's more major differences in our whole lifestyles that I've found recently. That's harder to get around.
Exactly. Like if you want children, he doesn't, or he has children, you don't want them.
Well, I'm a little beyond that.
Well, so am I. But, you know,
or
how he spends his money. He might want to spend his money on extravagant stuff, and you want to save and build a future together. It's just things
right.
you need to work out before.
Right. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
But I shouldn't be doing this. I keep adding my two cents. I do because I know Jessica so well. I just think it's interesting because we had Darlene, remember, who met this guy and thought, well, that just wasn't gonna work out because he had several relationships that didn't work out, and she didn't want to be just another one of those relationships. And the angel said, go for it, definitely go for it. And now she's getting engaged, right, at Christmas time.
Right, which is so exciting.
It is. So, and Ellen, by the way, I don't know if you know this, you actually know Jessica.
Oh, did I meet her?
You've
yes,
met her.
You did.
She went on several investigations with a paranormal group that
yeah.
right now. But
yeah, of course.
Yes, yes. Yep. So
that would be me.
That would be you.
That would be me,
You had that opportunity, so that's pretty cool. Okay, great. And Susie, you know where? Susie, do you have anything for our dear sweet Jessica?
Yes, tell me something good.
I would really love to. Actually, I'm getting going on. There's more going on than meets the eye, and it's poor timing. So I asked the angels if he would have this relationship coming in within 6 months.
Uh-huh.
And I have to honestly say that they said no. But they
really?
Did say a yes, but they did say a big yes in the coming next year.
Okay.
I know that's a long time. And from my own perspective, it would be very discouraging and very, a long haul and a long wait.
Well, it's been a long time. So you know what, I've been waiting, and as long as the right guy comes along, I can wait.
Yeah, the
right
thing
guy
is
for you.
That things have to really line up. It's not so much your lining up, but that the guy that's coming in for you needs to line up something in his life. And I've looked at the message that I've been getting this week, really, really, really big, magnified, is noticing the total intricate picture of just what needs to line up in order to make something happen. It's just amazing. God is amazing with the things that you know, that he lines everything up for us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree. And I know you have to be ready for it, too.
And I know you are ready for it, but
I'm more
your
than
guy
ready,
may
Susie,
not be ready.
Okay.
Yes, I do know. I hear you. I do know. But your guy may not be, your perfect guy may not be ready for you yet.
Well, come on, get ready.
No, seriously.
How long does it take? Come on.
I'm actually going to tell you something you didn't expect to hear. I actually did a reading for you while the everyone else was talking. And I'm going to let Reverend Jay talk. Yeah, because I don't know if anyone has had an opportunity to listen to our little show on Wednesday nights that Jessica and I host. And she's been asking me for so long, I want you to read me. And I always say, okay, I will. But I get so busy.
Never do it.
I never do it. And it's not that I was avoiding it. It just, you know, when it's not right, it's not right, and it doesn't happen. But I just did a reading for you. I'm going to let Reverend Jay tell you what his spirit guides are sharing with him. And then I'll share with you what I've been shown. Go ahead,
okay.
Reverend Jay. No pressure, Reverend Jay.
No pressure, Jay.
It's no pressure because I've met Jessica once or twice or a few times. And Jessica, have you put the shoes in the car?
Have I put my shoes in my car?
Yes, I told you to change your shoes after you get off of work.
Put my shoes in the car.
Change your shoes out of your work boots. As soon as you get out of work.
Oh, right, 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 right. Well, you, yes, Jay, if you know me, I'm kind of a casual shoe person anyway.
There's shoes for work and there's shoes for women. So it doesn't matter that they're flats or whatever. They don't have to be work boots. The idea is to do something that changes the energy. And what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
you're in a stuck energy,
mm-hmm.
and you're romancing the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's something
uh-huh.
that you're holding on to that you think is what is the dream. And
mm-hmm.
that is an illusion. The dream is
okay.
now. There's only right now. And I told you, I tried to explain to you before that changing the energy of just simply putting lipstick on and wearing it to work. Use
uh-huh.
some mascara. I don't know
I
if
do.
You
do.
Okay.
I do.
Well,
I wear makeup to work every day.
Okay. Then change the energy as soon as you leave work, because that's what I still feel that you're romancing the past. You have this dream illusion, and that you're creating the situation. I don't think that men are not available. I think that you're not available because you're either not opening up to the possibility of a regular guy, because
uh-huh.
you're holding on to this dream, you know, this love feeling that you want. So
uh-huh.
what I want you to do is change your energy. Every time you leave the house to go to the store, stop wearing the sweats or whatever it is. Stop, you know, change out of the work clothes. Start being a woman at every time that you can be available. I know that you work like in a man's world, so that energy carries with you from work. And that's why I said,
uh-huh.
as soon as you get in the car, get out of those boots, spray yourself with some perfume that makes you feel feminine. You know, change the energy. And
uh-huh.
you will be surprised that you will, like, metamorphose into this kitty cat instead of staying, you know, the construction worker.
I am not a construction worker. Thank you
very
much.
No,
I
know you're not a construction worker.
I work in an office.
I know, but your energy is that of a construction worker. And I don't know how to explain that to you. It's a male-dominated energy. And I think it's because you're around men all the time.
Well, that could very well be, because I am around men every day, a lot of men.
So,
it
puts you defensively, and you're not the kitty cat. You're a wall, and
mm-hmm.
to break that wall, you have to change the energy by shifting it, you know, shifting your behavior, and it's just slight shift. You're an attractive woman, so naturally, I know that there's opportunities out there for you. What
right.
is happening is you're not actually, you're creating the situation.
Well,
and
that's probably true. That's probably true.
So let it go, you know, because there's only now. So it doesn't, tomorrow can be the difference, you know.
Right.
So tonight, take the effort, you know, try to listen to what I said, you know, about changing your energy. It's as simple as putting a pair of shoes in the car, and every time you get out of work, put those shoes on, spray yourself with some perfume, look in the mirror and think, wow, I'm a woman. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's going to be transforming back into that female energy, so that when you're at the store or when you're at the library or at a ghost hunt or whatever, that you are the woman that you
uh-huh.
want men to see. Instead
right.
of, you know, keeping that harsh energy that to me is dominantly male. Or that's why I said, like, a construction worker's energy is what I feel. So
right. I have construction worker energy. That makes me feel so good.
Well, actually, just take the hard edge off.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, the hard edge.
Well, I understand what you're saying. Okay, well, I am putting shoes in my car and perfume, Jay, okay?
I want you to, and I think you're going to,
I love it. I think you should do it, Jessica. And I'm, you know, I always tell people, prove me wrong. And in this
mm-hmm.
case, prove Jay wrong. And you'll end up proving him right in the process. Because I think it's a good idea.
I think you should put your sandals, you know, you wear a certain shoe for work, and I think you should put your sandals in the car so that, you know, your pretty sandals, so that you can, when you get out of work, and then, and maybe, you know, tomorrow after work, come straight to my house, we'll go to Bath & Body Works, we'll get some really nice body spray, and when you get out off of work, you go in the car, you spray yourself, spritz, and go ahead and change your shoes, and you will feel more feminine. You'll feel more attractive. And, and that positive energy will draw equal positive energy to you. But here's the funny thing. Like I've always said, I've been promising a reading for years. And
I know, right?
I read for you. I mean, I really read for you. And I'm getting validation on this, and I'm going to stick with it. They're telling me now is the right time to give birth to new situations in your life. And they're saying they're really truly watching over you, and even though these changes are scary, that it's time to do it. They're gonna support you. They're gonna be there to behind each shoulder, behind each elbow, to help gently pick you up when you need to be picked up, and glide you over the rough spots. But they're saying that this is a time to give birth to new ideas and new situations in your life. The other thing they're telling me, and this is kind of funny, and I don't know why they're going here, but I have to go here. They're saying you have a very special bond with animals, and not only with the pets that you currently own, but also the ones that have crossed over. And believe it or not, I see your pets surrounding you. And
really?
You know, yeah, you know me. I wouldn't say it if I didn't see it and I didn't feel it. But those pets are surrounding you. And they truly love you, and in their way they're supporting you, and they have much, pets have much greater power on the other side. They're not just pets, so they're not just, you know, the cat or the dog. They're greater than that. In this case, I see these pets, these especially cats from the other side that are kind of watching over you and protecting you. And I know that sounds odd, but they're almost angelic in that way, and they're keeping an eye out for you. And then the next thing they're showing me is new romance, and they're saying it's coming, it's imminent, it's coming into your life, and get ready to be giving and receiving. And here's something that I haven't done, especially this April or May. By April or May, you will have this relationship in hand. It could happen.
Really?
Between April and May. That's what I'm being shown. Yeah.
And that's
again,
cool.
I'm standing behind this reading because I truly did a reading for you tonight, and I have a hard time separating when it's somebody that I've known for 30 years like I've known you. So it's but I did tonight, and I made a point of doing it, and it came through very clearly. So I feel very confident in telling you that this new romance is coming, and I'm also going to tell you I see that you're going to be moving. I
really?
See a move for you. Yes, I see, and I truly see a move for you. Not because of anything I know that might be going on in your life, just because I see a move. And then it's right after that I see a marriage. So
marriage.
Just, marriage. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Nope, it's not crazy. It's not odd. It's God. I always say that. That's my new thing. So somebody else coined
that's
it.
That's a good catchphrase.
It is, but somebody else already owned it because I liked it so much I looked it up and somebody already owned it. But it doesn't really matter. I still love the phrase. It's not odd. It's God. And that's what I'm seeing here. So I'm going to tell you that's what I see, where I see your future going. And I even was able to give dates. So I think with everybody telling you what they told you, prove Jay wrong.
I will prove Jay wrong. I'm wearing shoes and perfume, and I am not a construction worker. Thank you very much.
Okay, that was pretty darn funny.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Jessica, thank you so much for calling in. I hope this was helpful tonight.
It was.
Thank you, guys. Jessica.
I appreciate it. And Susie, I hope you have the best birthday ever.
I will, and I'll have even a better year.
Yes,
amen.
You and me both.
Yes. All righty.
All right, thanks
Jessica.
A lot, guys. I appreciate
okay.
it.
All righty, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Jenny, I have a question from someone in the chat room. I was wondering
yes.
if we can address that.
Yes, we can. I haven't seen the question, though.
Yes, it's from Megan.
and she's in California, and she and her name in the chat room is Tigger's Mama.
Let me just see it. Okay. Can you forward that question to me so that I can feel it and sense it?
Okay.
Did she send it to you in private chat?
No, it's in the chat room.
I just didn't see them.
She wants to know, similar to Jessica's question, she wants to know when might a good man enter her life or anything positive happening for her in 2013.
Okay.
What was her name?
Her name is Megan, and she's in California.
Oh, can I just say something?
Sure, please.
Sure.
When I was reading this, it's like I'm getting like swirls of white, like foam on a sea or wind. She's just too rushed and too unfocused.
Out of balance too. I got something that she's out of balance for some.
Yeah.
Maybe because she does too much work. I don't know if that's. You know, it's hard to do a chat room reading because we don't get any feedback.
No.
And I still don't see the question in the chat room. I'm sorry. Are you sure she didn't send that to you in private chat? Because it's not showing up.
No, I'm positive.
He's just rushing too much. Just rush, swirl. And there's no, like, stream. It's not going anywhere. It's not streaming anywhere. It's like... You guys ever see those hurricane on the map, how they're, like, in a circle with the eye? That's,
mm-hmm.
That's what it looks like to me, just like a spiral.
Okay. So she's rushing things. Okay, very good.
She's rushing
good.
Everything.
And
she has no focus and no, I don't want to say stability. I'm not saying she's mentally unstable. Spiritually, she's just. I'm over here. No, I'm over there. No, I'm over there. No, I'm up.
Yeah, it's balance, I think. And I think she has some stress-related health issue is what
totally.
I'm getting to. And she needs to release some of her or do some forgiveness or compassion or some harsh judgment stuff that's holding her, like, captive. So I think... You know, it's hard because she's not on the phone, but that's what I'm saying.
Well, she's confirming what you're saying. She's saying yes. So she's confirming it. She's in the chat room, and she's confirming it.
I got that. This is experiencing chaos, like she's going three different directions at one time, but then there was also a beehive that said move the beehive. And then if you move the beehive, some of the buzzing will go away. And she'll be able to hear her thoughts, but she definitely needs to accept herself.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
yes,
very good.
We always have you know, free will to change our destiny because of actions that we take. So if you can work on getting in balance and trying to get yourself. You know, on an even keel, because I'm getting complex decisions and stop procrastinating too is what I was getting. Then things, the outcome will change, and you know you'll have the man coming into your life.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm getting
as of
the same
right
thing.
Now,
I don't think a man is the issue here. I mean, she's wanted to be the issue, but it's not.
No. I think there's something else going on. I almost feel like she's been involved in, I'm just going to come out and say it, especially since she's not on the phone and nobody knows at all who this person is, so that's good. I'm feeling that she's probably been taking some medication, been fighting depression, been fighting anxiety, been fighting some ADD issues, and I think that her living situation has been questionable at best. And I'm sensing that part of what's going on here is fighting to keep what she maybe needs to let go of so she can move forward. And if she can then let go and move forward, she'll be okay. She's saying she's not on medication, And I'm just questioning Tiger's mama. That's what your name is. She says she is in a difficult living situation. Have you felt like yourself? Just feel like you're going to lose it sometimes. Like you just feel like you're going to lose it. And I'll wait for her to respond. But that's what I'm
very
getting.
Very draining people.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she's saying very draining people, and yep, she's saying yeah, you're like she's going to lose it. I feel like sometimes you got to just let it go. Like sometimes we have to say, what is it all worth it? And when I say that, I don't mean let it go and life. Don't misunderstand me here. I mean let go of some of the things that you've been trying. We try so hard to do the right thing, what's best for us, what's best for other people, what's best for our animals. And sometimes we find out it's just so overwhelming, we can't hold on. And so we try to do it all, and we end up drowning everyone and everything around us, right? So sometimes we got to let it go, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
All righty. Okay, let's go ahead on to the next caller. I hope that helped Tiger's mama, and I hope that I hope she can move forward, because remember, holding on to it is not the answer. Sometimes getting away from it, putting distance. If that means having to let go of some things, God bless you. Let go, because you need to start moving forward. Because right now, I use this example. It's like you're way out in the ocean. You're just keeping your head barely above water, and you can't see which direction to even swim in. So you need to let go of some of these things. And we'll all say a prayer for you that things do look better for next year, and I see that they're going to. Okay, let's go ahead and take this next caller here. Let me see who's in the queue next. Right here, we've got, looks like, area code 312 with a prefix of 477. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics.
Hi.
Hi, what's your first name?
Jamela.
Jamela, how are you, Jamela?
I'm fine, how are you?
Very wonderful, thank you. What part of the country are you calling from, Chicago?
Yes, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh. Chicago, Illinois. I knew that from the telephone number. And how can our wonderful board of advisors help you this evening?
Well, I have two questions. The first question is about a guy that kind of resurfaced in my life. His name is Philip. And he kind of came back and confessed some things. And I just wanted to know what is all this about and where things are going. And
Okay, very good. Let me first take this over to Reverend Jay. Reverend Jay, what do you see for Janella regarding Philip and what's going on with that situation?
I got that you need to abandon that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't feel like it's going to be a good situation for you. And, you know, I hate to be negative tonight. It seems like I'm negative tonight, and I really feel bad about that because I really am a positive person. I think there's this illusion that you have, or, you know, of how it's going to be, and I don't know. I just don't feel good about the situation, and I'm going to pass it on.
Okay. Thank you, Reverend Jay. I'm going to go to Reverend Susie B. right now. What do you see for Janella and Philip? And Philip is his correct name, correct?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Okay. I'm getting some sort of a restlessness feeling when that you have in regards to him. Like having sleepless nights, and I'm actually getting I'm gonna have to go with Reverend Jay and say that I'm getting that there really is not a future with Philip. That's what my angels are telling me.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
And Mountain Diva, what are you getting?
I believe that he's hiding his heart. I mean, not even willing to show his heart. He's kind of like maybe stealing powers. I don't know how to say that, or stealing the affection, not being true with how he's dealing with the the affection, and her affection. And the other thing is his attitude is without regard for emotional consequences. So he just might be one of those cut, dry men. This is what women do. This is what, you know, and I don't really care if it's going to be any different. And I go back to what I told somebody earlier, just accept yourself and go from there to, you know, when you accept yourself and you can create what's right for you.
Good. Very, very good. And, Ellen, what are you getting for Janella on this situation and on Philip in particular?
I agree with Jay, and my first impression was run.
Mm-hmm.
He's lying to you, and you're one of the few people that are honest enough and generous enough to give him the time of day at this point in his life.
Mm-hmm.
He's not treating you any differently than anyone else. You just don't. You're not involved in the situation enough to know everything that happened. So I cut and run. It's not a question. I mean, when they were saying to hide his heart, when it comes to emotions and honesty, he doesn't have a heart.
Hmm. Very
honest.
I'm going
to be blunt, but I really was getting that Pink Floyd song in my head. It says, run, run, run. That's
okay.
Well, I'm sorry,
Janella,
I was too blunt. But
no, that's not too blunt. That's honest. Janella, now, you've heard from the board of advisors, if you will. How do you feel about what they've all said to you tonight?
I really don't have any feelings. We've just loosely got back in touch with each other because he started contacting me again. And before then, I haven't heard from him in probably since April of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He just started back contacting me about a week ago, so I was just wondering what he wanted. We haven't had any contact in so long, so I was just wanted to know what did he want.
Okay.
Go
ahead, Jay.
I just think you're a beautiful person, and you know, I got the same thing, that you're trustworthy, and I'm
mm-hmm.
afraid that you're going to. You're too trustworthy, and I really get that you're a really nice person,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sorry that I just feel like there's a big deceit there, or the intention that he's pursuing you is not for your benefit. It's for his gain, and I'm afraid that you're going to get hurt, and so I would be really cautious with that relationship.
The thing with him, though, he's really charismatic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
so
he has no problem
away.
Sucking people in.
Yeah, stay away. Run, run, run. That's what exactly. Mm-hmm. Just stay away from him if you can.
And Janella, did you have you had a relationship with him once before, a while back, correct?
No. We went out a few times. We dated a little bit, but I wouldn't say it was a relationship. And then I quit the job that we were at, and he did try to contact me, and I kind of went off on him and ignored his phone calls and things. And then, like I said, that was earlier this year, April, around February, no, March, April-ish. And then he just all of a sudden started contacting me again. So
I'm going to say two things. You're a little bit guarded. I don't know if you've noticed that. But I asked you if you had a relationship with him. You said no. We talked and we dated. Dated is having a relationship. If you dated him,
boyfriend and girlfriend.
Okay.
Out 3 or 4 times, so I don't call that a relationship. Is we went out. That doesn't mean we're together or in a relationship.
Okay. So you two dated each other, but here's the thing I'm getting. He's full of, well, I'm going to go with what Ellen said, full of puffery. Like, he puffs himself up. He's almost like a rooster or a peacock, you know? And he likes to show his feathers. And it's kind of like he kind of pulls you in, and as soon as he gets you, he moves on to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And then he kind of keeps you in that kind of, like, wheel. And then all of a
mm-hmm.
sudden you come around again, and he contacts you. And he'll puff you up again. So your question is, what does he want? He's looking to get back at, get hook up, and I'm not saying the way people mean it today, hook up, but you know what I mean. He's looking to get back together with you again, have some good times, and he'll move on again. His stripes are not going to change. And I think the consensus of what everyone is saying tonight is that this guy does not have your best interests at heart. And so if you don't answer the phone the next time he calls, you'd probably be better off for it. Would everybody agree with that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Although we finally have a consensus this evening. Yay!
Overwhelming. But then again, don't forget, when you close this one door, another one will open through God. And this is God's way of just telling, confirming to you that this person is in your life and he's not good. And when you waste your energy on something, we know, and I think deep down inside, you know what we're talking about. And I think that when you take your energy and put it out to God's light and love, you are going to find the right person with your interest at heart as well.
Okay.
I agree. My other question
was about jobs.
Okay, go ahead. Ask the question.
I have an interview on tomorrow and another one on Tuesday. And a friend of mine who I used to refer business to wants me to work with them come January. So I just wanted to see which jobs would be, the best for me, more beneficial for me in my situation.
Okay. Ellen, what are you seeing for that?
Well, I still think you should go to your interviews, and I think you're going to need a stable backbone. I'm just feeling that the job that you want with your friend may not be as stable at first. Maybe you can work your way into it as a second job and see how it goes, but you need a solid backbone. I wouldn't jump.
Good advice. Okay. And Mountain Diva, what do you see?
Between two different jobs?
Mm-hmm.
In one of the jobs, there's a bully, and that would create fears, which could be, you know, like an emotional abuse type thing, but it could just be I'm better than you. Now, I don't know which job that is, so I don't know how helpful that can be. I think that if she frees herself from other beliefs, then she would probably get someone to advocate for her. This might mean the second job. I don't know. I guess, Dr. Jenny, you'll have to clarify what I just said.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. One of those jobs is going to be one at one of those jobs. There'll be somebody who'll be kind of a bully to towards you, and be very controlling. And I'm getting something similar. And I also think that at the job that you can get with somebody you already know in January, I'm also going along with Ellen on that one. I feel like that may not be as secure as first anticipated. And because it's coming from a friendship situation, are you? I see a lot of numbers, working with numbers. Are you in accounting or bookkeeping or anything like that?
I'm in sales.
Sales, okay. I'm seeing numbers, lots of numbers. And my only concern is you'll get taken advantage of. So go to those other two job interviews, and I want you to be very careful, and I want you to take what's best for you, remove the friendship situation out of it, because you may end up sticking with the job that you choose to go with out of those two and not going with your friend in January. That's what I see. Reverend Susie B., what do you see?
I'm getting a definite new job, but one of them is going to, one of them that the path that you're supposed to be taking has got more enlightenment. If that makes any sense.
Okay.
So go in and get a feel for, you know, what what feels better for you? So one of them is
going to go back to school this year, so maybe that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I believe that's, and that you're going to do well. You're going to have a job well done, contentment, and lots of gratitude.
Okay, very good. Does anybody else want to weigh in on this?
Did I get to say anything yet?
No, I don't think you did, Reverend Jay, not on the job question. You did not. So please,
okay,
please
good.
Do.
Good, because I got something clearly. I don't think it's going to be the first interview. I think it's going to be the second interview. I don't think it's going to be your friend's job in January. So I think that you're only going to get offered one job, and I'm pretty sure it's the second one. And, you know, but if it is the first one, take what you're supposed to accept whatever one you get, is what I heard. Just accept the one that you get. But when I said, you know, is it the first job or the second job or the third job, I got 2-2-2. So I think it's the second job. The other thing is that I feel like you're going to do really well at it. So, not me personally feel that, but, you know, I'm getting that you're going to have, like, the Midas touch in the second job. I don't know what it is, but I think you're going to do really well. Okay? And so that was, I was waiting patiently.
You did well.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Reverend Jay. Janella, has this been helpful?
Yes, it has.
Okay, so you know you're going to go to those interviews with gusto. You're going to make sure that nobody is controlling when you go into the interview, and that you won't take a job where somebody's controlling, because you know there's more to come. And keep your eyes wide open. Do the smart thing. Even though sometimes it's easier to go work with a friend, because there's makes you less nervous, you know. Sometimes, though, you have to look at the bigger picture, right?
Well, yeah, I guess.
Okay. Well, do us a favor. Keep in touch. Let us know how things worked out, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. Feel free to stay on the phone. We're not going to cut you off. We're just going to mute you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless. And Mountain Diva, do you want to give contact information to people if they'd like to call you and have a private reading done by you?
Oh, sure. The email address, the oldest one I have, I checked the most, Mount Diva, it's short for mountain, MountDeva at AOL.com. And that's also my PayPal if anyone wanted to make a donation. You know, I've been living on the road for over a year and lost my computer. It was stolen. Four cell phones have been stolen. That seems to be the thing in California. So, it's rough, but I'm in communication with the universe, and I'm so full of gratitude that it's okay. But I will do a reading for anybody for a donation. It doesn't have to be $85 like a standard hour would be. Any donation, I'll do a reading for someone that needs help. And I do light body readings, too, if you want to listen to Reverend Jay's other show. They're more radical, but because we want people to get to ascension and get their DNA activated, that sort of thing. So, yes, and I do have Healthy RNND at WordPress. Not having a computer, I don't have it real updated, but you can see what I was like before I took this long journey there. You know, I'm board certified holistic registered nurse, and I have a naturopathic doctor degree. So I do a lot of counseling too in health issues, like, you know, what kind of herbs you should take for whatever. And I do distance healing and Reiki and a lot of other things.
Wonderful. And is there a phone number that they can call you at to have a reading done?
Well, if we do decide they're going to have a reading, then we'll have to arrange for a weekend phone call. So
okay.
I could give out the phone number, but then, you know, it mostly would be message type things because I can't use it during the week. It's a weekend phone.
Okay, no problem. So what would you feel better than, that they contact you via the internet?
Yeah, email me at mountdiva@aol.com or make a donation to PayPal and email me and let me know you made a donation. Put that in the headline, because I get a lot of junk mail, so that I don't
just delete it, and definitely I'll call you if you need a reading.
Very good. And remember, folks, that's Mount spelt out, M-O-U-N-T-D-E-V-A at AOL.com. Very good. Thank you. Let's go ahead and take our next caller at area code 253 with a prefix of 517. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello. Who are you? What's your wonderful
name?
Sorry.
Holly from Seattle.
Well, hi, Holly from Seattle. How are you doing?
I'm doing better.
Oh, good. I like to hear that. Now, I got to ask you real quick, did you see any of the members of Twilight when they were filming? Did you get to see Robert Pattinson or any of the other people?
No, but we went up to the area where they film. I took my stepdaughter up there to see that area, but no, we didn't see any of the actors.
Did it look just like it did in the film?
You know, I never saw it. I let her go watch it, you know, but I just never watched it.
Okay, well, that's okay. You know what? That's all right. So tell us, Holly, with an appropriate name for this time of year, what we could do to help you.
Oh, can I just ask, what do you see, or would you like a question?
Well, you can ask what we see, or you can ask a question. The only thing I warn people is when you say, what do you see, we could all come up with vague different things or very detailed things, but really not answer the question that you're looking for. So if you were calling, trying to get one specific question answered, I would ask that one specific question for sure.
Okay, no, just what do you see is fine.
Okay, great. Well, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask and see which one of our readers is the best one. Ah, believe it or not, they're sending me to Mountain Diva, and they're telling me she's the best one to start with tonight on this. And Holly's just looking for a general read. What do we see for her future?
This is funny because it was like before she asked the question, they threw a couple of words at me, and I have no idea why. I don't know if the woman has anything to do with art, but I can see that there are artist dealings, or you could be a chef or a landscaper or a photographer. But you have a lot of passion, and you do understand the dimension beyond the third dimension. So you could use your art to help other people understand there's more than a third density is what I meant to say, life, in that we are ascending. And you can also use your art for many things. You can use your art in healing. And you have an angel, which is so sweet. The angel says, you are so sweet. You're the one that's sweet. Innocent and angelic. You don't mislead others. You really try to be in touch with guidance when you are helping people with no expectation in return. And so I'm saying, well, how much more perfect could a person be? I didn't get anything else because I was called on first. So that's all I had was ready for.
that's amazing.
Wow.
Thank
that's
you.
That's beautiful. And
I
think that, see, the spirit, my spirit guides always tell me who to go to first. And they're actually pointing to me next. So I get to go on the hot seat. I'm going to say that you have a pretty peaceful existence, but I'm being shown forgiveness here. Who do you either need to forgive somebody or somebody needs to forgive you? I'm thinking you need to forgive somebody. Is that true?
Yeah, two people.
Yeah. Okay, alrighty. What they're telling me here is with this forgiveness situation, it's hard, and it's hard for you, and you need to be brave. And part of the problem here is you felt stabbed in the back, literally.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Hugely.
Yeah, no, I know. As a matter of fact, it actually, it's making my breath catch when I connect to it because you were so blindsided by this.
Yeah, it was the worst in my life.
Yeah, I can see that. And but what they're telling me is you've got to forgive it so you can move on from it. And I hate to use TV people for words of wisdom, but I'm going to use Oprah here.
Well,
Oprah,
I love Oprah.
Okay, good. Oprah likes to say this. She said sometimes we have to recognize that forgiveness doesn't necessarily mean saying, I forgive this person for, you know, the grave misdeed and misjustice and the trust that they broke that I had in them. Maybe sometimes it just means recognizing that you can't change what happened and you're mm-hmm. refusing yourself to be pulled down by it any further and moving forward.
Yeah.
Right? So that's kind of what the energy that's surrounding this is like. You can't change what they did. What they did was wrong. It was bad. It was totally selfish. Totally. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes. Yes.
But, yeah, okay. So what I'm saying to you is just realize that you, number one, A, not your fault. B, you could not have seen this coming because you question yourself. Is that correct?
Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The angels are telling me, nope, child, you could not have seen this coming. I mean, this is how they're talking to me, and I'm just giving it to you the way they
yeah,
say
that's
it.
Good.
Ask me later. I won't remember a word of this, but because I'm just giving you their words. And the other thing that they're saying is be brave and believe that everything's going to be okay in the future. You've already come to a decision on this. You've already made a decision on how you're going to handle this, correct? Because they're telling
yeah.
me you have. Okay.
Yeah.
They're saying you've made the right decision. The decision that you've made regarding this is the correct one. Move forward. You know, let go of the emotions. Just look
yeah.
at it almost like a business situation. What would you do if this was a business situation? You would walk away. Am I correct?
I would sue them.
Okay. All right. Yeah, no, I get that.
Sorry.
Okay. So they're telling me, look at it like it's a business situation. And I'm not saying sue them, but I'm saying
no.
I'm saying just walk away. Walk yeah. away. Hold your head up high is what they're showing me. And walk mm-hmm. away with pride. Because here's the thing. You didn't lower yourself. They lowered themselves.
True.
Okay. So walk away and be proud. Because once you make that decision and own it, you'll start sleeping again that night really, really
oh,
well.
That would be nice.
Yeah, I can imagine. So, and then, by the way, another opportunity is going to come your way, and you will have found what you were looking for.
Oh,
so
yeah?
All that, it's coming. It's coming. And it's mm-hmm. almost like you're going to say, oh, my gosh, you know, I could have been in that situation, and if I was, this one I would never have even realized that I wouldn't have the opportunity to have this come into my life. So get ready for that, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
Okay, I'm sorry I kind of jumped ahead. I try to put myself last, but this time it came through so strong I had to do it. I'm going to go ahead and go to Reverend Jay next, okay, Reverend Jay?
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm just, can I just ask you some questions so that I can clarify? Are you still in the situation?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I've got a feeling that you're feeling like you're trapped, but I want you to know that it's an illusion being trapped or feeling trapped, okay, and that everybody has choice and you can, and that's all I want to say on that situation because I really wanted to go a different place with you because I feel like you're going to give birth to, like, some new dreams
mm-hmm.
or
oh,
something
yeah?
that you're mm-hmm. nurturing to that's going to give you such happy outcome. And all you have to do is step into – I'm really getting, like, shivers all over
mm-hmm.
about
wow.
this. Yeah, that you have some brilliant idea. I don't know what it
I
is.
I wish I knew what it was. I don't know either.
Oh, well, it's really strong that you need to believe in and trust yourself. Jeez, I'm going to pass it on, but I will try to figure out what it actually is before you
is
hang up.
Is it the idea I was just thinking about just now in my mind? Do they know?
You know, give me a second to go back in because I came in and out. And so, you know, when I don't get to go first,
oh boy, he's gonna throw a hissy fit. Okay, Jay, you go ahead and focus on it and see if you can. We'll come back to you, Reverend
okay.
Susie B. What are you seeing?
I actually am getting celebration
of some sort, wedding, a graduation, birth announcement, or
adoption?
Something like that. That could be. It's a celebration. And and a sharing of a close relationship. So yes, I would believe that it's that.
Okay.
Wow.
And Ellen, what are you getting for Holly?
Oh wow. While I was listening, I got the same thing. I was just about to cry over here because everything was so close to what I was feeling about the creativity. But the one thing I want to say about your art and creativity, right now you feel you're hanging on a ledge. I really need to encourage you to reach out your hand to God and your angels because they're going to pull you up all over the cliff.
Yeah.
With that said, I want to remind you that when you are the reason why we tout forgiveness is that forgiveness is not really, like Dr. Jenny said, it's not really to tell them it's okay what they did. If you're angry at someone, let's say you're angry at me,
mm-hmm.
and I did something terrible to you, do you think I care if you're angry or not? Do you think I feel that you're angry or upset? I don't care. If I cared, I wouldn't have hurt you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's just terrible. I don't understand how people just don't care like that. I'm sorry, I'm off track, but you know what I mean?
No, but people do things because, like Dr. Jenny said, they just didn't care. They lowered themselves.
That's the part that floors me, yeah.
Yeah, and because you're, like Jay said, you're a really warm and loving, generous person. And that's where you get all your creativity. But right now, it's sort of like a valve being stopped. And once you can reach out your hand to God and the angels to get you over this cliff, you're ascending higher and you're going to get your creativity back. And actually, I'll be honest with you, I'm seeing quite a different thing of money coming your way, too.
Oh, good.
Because of all that.
Great.
But that's what I was seeing. And
thank you.
No, you're so welcome. We're here to help, and we love you, so.
Ah, man. And you know what? I'm going to go back to Reverend Jay now and see if he was able to go in and refocus on that. Were you, Reverend Jay?
I did go back in, and I got that you are going to have a happy family thing. But what I got was, well, let me ask you, are you doing something to be enlightened?
Kind of.
Okay, well, that's what I got, was it had something to do with your enlightenment, and that this was the exact message, find the magic in the little things in life,
mm-hmm.
and that will bring you, and, you know, I'm even getting it now, like, my confirmations are like shivers, or I don't know how to explain it, but you know, your dreams are going to come true, and it's about mm-hmm. believing 100% in yourself. It's about finding the magic in the little things in life. That's the message. And it's about enlightenment. So it's about, and enlightenment's a big thing now because we're coming close to the ascension. So
I'm very into all this.
Oh, good.
I cannot get enough, like addiction. I'm into all of it.
Great. So, great. I feel like I'm reading you
right
good.
On the money, Jay. You're right on the money.
Okay,
here's one idea I had, if I could share real quick. I just put up my tree, so I just wanted to, like, design an ornament for people that have passed, you know, and they can hang it on their tree every year and remember mm-hmm. their loved ones.
What a beautiful
idea. Very good idea.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking, but that's all. But thank you, everyone.
Beautiful idea. Take that idea and think of it further, and then see if you can get it marketed by a jewelry store. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, because I'm going to just make some handmade ones for the people I know that passed, right, you know,
mm-hmm.
for my tree this year.
That's a beautiful idea because they'll be there with you. You know that. But it'll be a great way to honor them as well. Phenomenal idea. Phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Don't sit on that idea. Take it a step further, okay?
Yeah.
And talk to some others about it. And that could go in line with what I think it was Ellen who saw some money coming your way.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that could come from that. Maybe that. Maybe that's where it's going to come from.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Maybe. Yeah.
Beautiful.
And
Reverend Jay could not have been more accurate because he sensed that you were increasing your spirituality in that
journey.
Oh,
yeah.
And this is something you said you can't get enough of, so that's phenomenal.
Cannot. Yeah.
Fantastic. It was such... Yeah, go right ahead.
When you do that for the people, you might also consider remembering beloved pets.
Oh.
Because I was just thinking about this today before the show, that angels come in many forms. Sometimes they come in human form, but I also believe they come in animal forms too.
Yeah.
And a lot of them
true.
Do a lot of great things like service dogs and the ones that are helping the veterans and the special needs and just companions or whatever. And
yeah, I got a cat right after the backstabbing.
Mm.
So she's
very
helping
good.
Me through
good.
It. Yeah.
Good. And just remember, as much as this sounds so bizarre, that backstabbing might have been the best thing that ever happened to you.
I know. I'm almost
right?
there.
It literally
could have
popped the wound.
Yeah, I'm almost
literally.
There. I'm getting past the anger, and I'm almost there. Yeah.
Amen. Well, I'm so glad you called in tonight. I hope this
oh,
has
thanks.
Been helpful.
Yes, thank you all. Thank you very much.
You're ever so welcome. Mm-hmm. Many blessings. Take care.
You too. Okay, bye.
Bye now. Okay, and we're going to go ahead and take our next caller here. Our next caller looks like they're calling in from area code 203 with a prefix of 296. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics.
Hi.
Hi, what's your first name?
Shante, we spoke recently.
Shante, yes, very good. And how are you doing? What part of the country are you calling from?
Connecticut.
Connecticut, okay, very good. And what question do you have for our callers tonight?
Well, I have something that's been on my mind for a while, and I just can't get over it, and I'm not sure if I should move on or will things get better.
Okay.
With regards to, I thought it was a very close friendship with a female.
Okay, you had a very close friendship with a female, and you want to know if things are going to get better with that friendship?
Because right now we haven't spoken, I haven't seen the person.
Mm-hmm.
And it was out of nowhere, so I'm wondering if I should move on and if things will get better, or if I should just let it go and that's not a friend for me, or.
Mhm. Okay. I'm gonna pass this over to Reverend Jay right now, and see what he's getting from his spirit guides regarding this. What are you seeing for Shante?
Shante, I feel like you're having great sadness. And I don't know why that is. And I feel like you feel like you need, I think, did you do something to end the relationship that you feel like you need to forgive yourself about or you haven't forgiven yourself about?
I'm not sure what you're asking.
So you had this relationship and something
like a friendship, a girl.
Okay. So you had a friendship.
Friend, like, yeah.
Okay. Is there something that you did that made it end?
No.
Or you feel like it was your fault?
No, it was her fault.
Okay.
Mm.
I'm okay.
Not sure
well,
if it ended. I just know we're not communicating at this moment.
Okay.
Like
well, I did get
herself.
Sorry. Say that again.
She distanced herself.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I see that it's just a temporary standstill.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to be yourself. I feel like you have some great sadness, and I don't know what that is about. It might not even be about the relationship at all or the friendship, and
mm-hmm.
I feel like you need to do some self-forgiving, and all that is just loving yourself. You know, God made you perfect. We all make mistakes. We all do things that we regret, and what those are learning experiences. And if you there's something that's causing you sadness, and I don't know what is causing you this sadness, that you need to just let it go and believe that you've learned to say, I've learned from this, and I accept that I'm sad from it, and I release it because I don't need it anymore. And I think your disposition will change, because I feel like I'm unsure where I'm getting a really heavy, heavy thing in my heart. So are you having anything? Do you have a health condition?
Not that I know of.
Mm-mm. Okay. Yeah, I think it's just sadness from in my heart. So it is what I initially got that it was. So do you know what I'm talking about?
With your sadness in the heart?
Yes.
I just know sometimes I have chest pain sometimes, but I am sad for a whole bunch of different reasons, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
so
sadness.
So not even one specific thing is, like, a lot
right.
of reasons.
Mm-hmm. I want you to give it up, because you know what sadness is? It's a choice, and it's as hard as that is to believe, it's a choice. And you can either remain in sadness and be sad, or you can choose the other road, and that is sometimes a lot more difficult than just staying in the sadness. But what mm-hmm. happens is if you stay in the sadness, you'll distance yourself, you will alienate yourself, you will hurt yourself mentally. So it's important to break free from that sadness and focus on things that, on divine perfect health, on things that bring you happiness, like music that you like. One thing that's really helpful for people that have a lot of sadness is to actually make a list of all the things that you own that you like, that you own, and write it down, or that you're thankful. Make a list of gratitude, things that you can show. Yeah, and read it every day. And because I feel like, you know, I don't feel like your friendship is over. I just feel like it's mm-hmm. a standstill. And, mm-hmm. you know, there's not really a problem. And mm-hmm. but I feel like you're going to be so much happier if you can choose happiness. And that sadness is, you know, people don't want to be around people who are sad because it makes them sad. Or you don't want to be around people who are bad because then you end up doing bad things, you know. Mm-hmm. So try to bring yourself out of that through positive reinforcement, saying affirmations, looking in the mirror.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Reverend Jay. I'm going to go now to Ellen. Ellen, what do you see for Shantae?
Well, I think I know the heaviness Jay's feeling is just uncried tears. But mm-hmm. I think that as far as your friendship goes, I would try to follow Jay's suggestion and not, I mean, I know it's hard not to be sad, but he also said it's a choice. But what happens sometimes, like when you're sad, your friends want to help you through the sadness and help you through your pain, but sometimes it gets overwhelming even for them.
Yeah,
and that's what I think is happening here. Not that you don't have any cause to be sad. I mean, mm-hmm. I get it. It's just that if it's sad constantly for a long, long period of time, people are like, oh, what can I do to help her? There's nothing I can do, you know?
But when I'm around them, I'm not sad. I'm actually happy and I'm enjoying myself.
But they
so
can feel it.
Okay.
And that's what happens, too. It gets...
And it's pretty weird because she's going through as much as I'm going through, so that's why
maybe that could be it, too. Two of you together, you know, going through all this mm-hmm. stuff, it's like, hey, break time.
Yeah. And I think it's a little hard for me because I've been through her when she was going through things, and then she was with me when I was going through things, and then a situation happened with, like, involving money. Mm-hmm. And then I never heard from her after that.
Okay, can I add what I've got here?
Yes, please.
Okay, what I'm getting is I asked my angels this question. Yes, you will have a possibility to have a friendship with her, but is this friendship in your highest and for your highest and best interest? They are saying no. So please look at, what this relationship, fulfills for you. And if you feel that it truly is a good thing for you, you have your own free will. And you can choose which way in the direction this will go, because you will have the opportunity to be in communication, but it's going to be up to you whether whether you want to stick with it or not, given whatever the situation is. Are you following me on that?
Yes.
Okay. For some people it is a mutual respecting relationship, and I don't know, this may not be the case here, so just look carefully and see what's best for your true highest self.
Okay. Mm, very good advice.
We love you, and we want you to be happy, and God wants you to be happy, and if this isn't for your highest and best, it's best to send this person love and light and move on. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you, Mountain Diva. What do you have for our caller, Shantae, tonight?
I believe that she's shifting and resisting the shift, and that can cause a lot of sadness that lingers and heart problems, too. So I think that that the other person she was with was the combination of staying and a wounded child, and that's not what they both want. Although I do see flowers being brought to you later on, so I don't know if it's her that you finally make up or what, but that's not your focus. Your focus is to get through the shift and let it go. Forgive her for the money thing, and forgive yourself if you said the wrong things. But to keep on talking about who's the most wounded for this and this and this is not a good relationship at this time. You do have a desire to let this go. Your hands are up toward the sun. The sun is shining its rays down on you, and in fact, this is the time. You can ask Irving Jay. The next few days, we're having solar flares. So this is the time for you to shift, because you're going to be reaching out for bigger and better things. If you do have a health problem, though, it is good to see a doctor. If you do have
chest
pain,
nobody has said anything yet.
Yes, and they usually tend not to when you're young. So I just wanted to send you some Reiki healing. I'm gonna put a balloon that has an orchestra in it, and the orchestra, when you get this balloon, you can either suck the orchestra out of it, you can put it in your heart, however you want to. The balloon's going to have the distant healing Reiki symbol on it. And the fact that this is meeting the dis-ease that you have, they're going to have a dance together and become one. So that means that you will be able to let go of this dis-ease. But that doesn't mean to stop seeing your doctor. You have to do what's right for you in that aspect. So when you get this balloon, and I'm personally going to have Marshall and the horse and the Lakeisha deliver this to you. When you get this balloon, please accept it and take what's in it, and then just maybe listen to this again. And for 3 days, think, in every now moment I regenerate with it's never too late to regenerate. You will be given your birthright inheritance to heal yourself. And every now moment you regenerate, this is what our Christ consciousness in our heart is all about. It is never too late to regenerate. So accept your healing, yet continue with, you know, whatever you have to do to get well. But I do believe if you totally shift this out of you, you let go, and you forgive, and you don't play with your wounded child anymore, because there's just no sense in that. That just keeps you sick. And just, you're going to be okay. You probably need to listen to this again, because that's a little bit of a silly thing. But when I get messages from my horse, it's usually funny, because it's light language. And so I really hope. And then there's a little bit of a diet thing. So if you do something that will balance your alkalinity, like ginger, bilberries, chlorophyll, ginseng, and I guess you would have to look it up because it's all coming out of the top of my head. And balancing your alkalinity is always very helpful when you're having the toxic emotions that hurt your heart.
Okay.
Okay,
very good, beautiful. That was great. I hope, Shantae, that this has been helpful for you.
Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, when that's your only friend and you have, like, no other friends, it becomes a little difficult.
Yes, it does. And you know what? I'm going to tell you, there's not one of us who's on this show right now who hasn't had some kind or form of someone like that that's gone on at some point in time in our lives. And I will tell you that there's two things you can do about this. You could sit back and just say, poor me, oh, this is a shame, and now I have no one to do anything with. Or you could pick yourself up and you could say, you know what, I'm not going to allow this to control the rest of my life. I'm putting myself back in the driver's seat. I'm going to start moving forward. I tell people to do this all the time. Go on over to meetup.com. Type it in, meetup.com. Find a group that you would be interested in going out and doing some socializing with. It's not for single people. It's for anybody. And find a few things that you might want to do and go to a few of their group meetings. They're generally free, and you will increase your social circle. And all of a sudden, your dance card will be so full, it won't bother you at all that this person's taking some time and putting what we call a pause or a break in your relationship, your friendship, okay?
And Chantel, this is just a personal thing. That's how I met Dr. Ginny.
Oh.
Through a meetup group.
That's right, Ellen, through a meetup group, correct?
Yeah.
Yep. That's absolutely correct. I swear by meetup groups. You meet the most wonderful people through meetup groups all the time. And that's one of the things I said earlier with Jay. I dare people to prove him wrong. I dare Jessica to prove him wrong. I always say, prove me wrong. I want you to do this. Go to 5 meetup groups. Go to meetup.com, put in your zip code, and go to 5 different groups. And after you've gone to 5 different groups, if you don't feel this has helped, you call me up and chew me out on air on this show. I've never had anybody chew me out yet, so you would be the first.
I went to one so far. It was pretty good. It was a spiritual one.
It was a spiritual one, and you got to meet other people, right?
Mm-hmm.
See? And go ahead, Jay, Reverend Jay.
I just got something about you need to go to the library, and the public library is where you're going to meet somebody. And, you know, I think you can just look in the spiritual section is where I thought you were going to meet them. So, that's just an idea, but I would not, I think Dr. Jenny is absolutely right with meetup.com. I've done it myself.
Okay. It really does work.
I wanted to say that also the meetup groups are usually taking place in libraries. And here in California, the meetup groups are taking place in libraries. So maybe that's where Reverend Jay is getting the connection of the library. So
maybe.
I've been to 2 so far. One was iffy, but the other one was just fantastic. So meetup really is the way to go. And then you will learn your libraries and possibly meet someone in the library.
Wonderful. Shantae, you have a plan. Has this been helpful?
Yes, it has.
Okay. Well, God bless you, honey. We will all keep you in our prayers. And, again, you know we're here every Sunday night. Feel free to come back. listen to us, give a call in, and let us know how you're doing, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, God bless you. Well, this is going to bring an end to our wonderful show, Network of Christian Psychics, for this Sunday night. Tune in next Sunday, same time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we will be coming to you live doing our wonderful roundtable again. I'm going to say goodnight. I'm going to ask all the advisors to stay on the line, and I will play the rest of you out with the Plain White Tees with a little Hey There, Delilah.
Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do. Times Square can shine as bright as you. I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen. Close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 What you do to me. Hey there, Delilah. Times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 1,000 miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk to you if I had no other way. Our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along, because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same. Delilah, you be good and don't you miss me. 2 more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you. What you do to me.